Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Girl Chronicles. This is Vicky, your host of season two. I'm happy that you guys came back. I know I left you for a long time, but hopefully you saw all the wondrous things I was doing in my month-long birthday vacation, and hopefully you were on the Instagram and everything like that, checking that out, seeing what I was doing and what I was eating and drinking and just overall being bad. And we're not going to talk about where the scale is right now.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. If you just heard that lovely voice, because I have a couple of guests in here with me. Yay!
Yeah, I wasn't going to interrupt you until we were introduced.
I'm pushing that way.
I guess that's all right. So my special guest hosts today are Kate and Vinny.
Hey!
Hey,
what up?
Okay, tell me about yourselves. Shameless plug.
My name is Kate Conroy, and I'm with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association out of Trenton, New Jersey. I've been friends with Vicky for, oh my goodness, 5, 6 years?
Something?
Something like that. I don't even know.
Seven?
I should have paid attention.
I feel like it might be seven.
The last time Facebook gave me an anniversary reminder.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Facebook tells us when we were friends.
I know. And I co-host a podcast called Other People's Business, which is an interview show where Vinny and I interview members of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. But most business podcasts tend to be a little on the dry side. And so when we started ours, we decided that it was going to be entertaining, engaging, and educational in that order. So there is a lot of fun.
There's a lot of hilarity ensues.
That, yes, a lot
I
of
I very much
ensues.
Enjoy it. I've shamelessly plugged the podcast multiple times on here.
Thank you so much.
And yeah. I've enjoyed it. And then poor Kate has to deal with me as I randomly text her throughout
it
live
is
texting.
Hilarious. The live texting. As you're listening to an episode that I might not have listened to yet.
Yeah.
And there's like one text after another, like 10 at a time rolling in my phone. And I'm like, what is she talking about? I don't understand. Oh, right. I remember now.
Yeah.
I'm getting that now with my wife. She only just started listening to our show like 2 weeks ago. So she's got a whole year of conversations that she's texting me about, like, hey, when you said this, and I'm like, I don't even remember saying that now. Like, it's not even like getting back into that previous thing. It's like, did I talk about that? Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So Vinny, say hello.
Oh, yeah. So I'm Vinny Civitella. Like Kate said, that I also work at NJBIA, where I'm glad to co-host Other People's Business. I've been friends with Vicky for going on 2 months now.
So, it's a very long relationship, okay?
Yeah. But I am thrilled to be here because I am also in the struggle myself.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The struggle, yes.
I've been on Team Fat most of my life, with the exception of like the period where I was a swimmer and I could eat whatever I want and not gain an ounce. But that was a fleeting moment in my life.
A fleeting moment in time. Yeah, I've always been on Team Fat. It's never not.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth being proud of.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, no.
I don't think it's, I mean, it's definitely worth being proud of. It's not, I mean, I think, I love J.K. Rowling's quote. Somebody once gave her shade, threw her shade on Twitter or something, because a lot of her characters are overweight, and she calls them fat. And they were, like, giving her shade about that, and she was like, is fat really the worst thing you can call someone? Is it worse than being vain or
greedy?
I've been
called much,
or
much worse.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, it just seems like it's not, yeah, come on now.
Like, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Especially if you wear it proudly.
Yeah.
Okay. So definitely, as always, guys, I want you to do that 5-star review. Definitely go over to the Other People's Business podcast. Hit up their 5-star review. It really helps both of us grow. Helps listeners who haven't seen us yet or / heard us yet really check us out, and it'll help us. So
thank you.
Can find us just about anywhere you find a podcast. Just search NJBIA or Other People's Business will come right up.
Yep. Yeah. And if you give us a 5-star review, we'll read it on the air.
Yes. See?
We haven't done that in a while, but we should catch up.
I know. Yeah. See, I think we've had a couple, right?
Yeah, we have.
Oh,
nice.
You guys need to get on that.
I know, right? We're falling behind.
I know.
Horrible. Okay, so on their show, they do a little...
We play a game.
A game.
Yeah.
called Awful or Awesome.
Yeah.
Explain what that is.
So Awful or Awesome started about 10 years ago at Happy Hour. I was at Happy Hour with a bunch of friends.
I like how you believe that you invented this game yourself. Go ahead.
All I know is...
Okay, the truth.
All I know is I was sitting at Happy Hour in, I want to say, a little upstate town in New York, like Saratoga Springs, someplace okay, up there, with a bunch of friends. And we were at Happy Hour, and I said, let's play a game called Awful or Awesome, and we're going to look around this bar, and we're going to people watch, and we're going to...
Wow. That's so mean, girl.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, it only gets mean if somebody's really, you know, awful. So
there's a lot of people like that.
Well, not necessarily, but there was once this bachelorette party.
Enough said.
Yeah, they were so awful that they were awesome.
They were that okay.
So then, fast forward 10 years, Vinny and I have this podcast, and...
I'm sorry. Just completely related statements. Yeah. Go ahead.
There you go.
Yeah, so anyway, so when we first started the podcast, we knew that we were going to be, like, doing tweaks and things like that. So I think it was – so we started in June or July last year.
Something like that, yeah.
And then by October –
I say something like that. Like, I don't know the exact
date. He knows the
exact date.
Totally the exact date. Yeah. We're trying not to be too precious
about
it. To
the minute. It. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then in October or November, we needed – some kind of a different transition. We needed more fun.
Well, we got sick of the segment that we closed the show out with. It was like, what are you hoping for
this
week?
Yeah, we hated that.
And it got really hard to come up with something new that you were hoping for in a given week, especially since some weeks we were recording the show more than once in that same week.
Right.
So we needed something else.
Plus, both of our lives have been in some kind of upheaval this year. I mean, you had a baby. I'm getting a divorce. And so things have been a little... messy for both of us in some respects. So it wasn't always easy to come up with a, what are you hoping for this week?
Well, especially since, like, week after week, it would be like, I'm still hoping that the baby doesn't die and that, like, I could go to sleep, and you're probably still hoping that this all just kind of works out.
That's right. No fighting tonight.
So we needed something to replace it. Awful or Awesome was a fun game. You throw out a word, and everybody says whether or not they find it awful or awesome. No in-betweens. It's one or the other, and you defend your answer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So because this episode is based on food, we're going to do Awful or Awesome, the epic food edition.
I'm so excited.
So I have a list here for you guys.
Can't wait.
Bring it.
Are you ready? I'm going to start off easy, and then I'm going to go to mean things.
Ooh, okay.
There are mean foods.
Mean foods? Like shark?
Because then I start talking about restaurants.
I've eaten shark.
Me too.
I've actually only eaten shark because I wanted to have that, like, man over nature moment. Like, I have eaten shark.
But you didn't catch it yourself.
No.
Correct.
Bought it at the grocery store.
But technically speaking, I ate it. So that still puts me over him, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. Yes.
It wasn't that great.
I agree. It was really dry. It wasn't that great.
Anyway, sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so first one up, pancakes. Awful or awesome?
I'm not the biggest pancake fan. I'm
going to
go
pancakes.
Awful.
Yeah, awful. Yeah. If I had to choose, I mean, I've texted you multiple times when you've done your pancakes versus waffles versus French toast. I am on the French toast train.
I am
all the way.
Oh, French toast is awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Objectively awesome. Yeah. Pancakes, meh.
You know what I really hate about pancakes is maple syrup. Like, and that's blasphemous to a lot of people to say, but I cannot stand maple syrup at all.
Like the real stuff, not fake stuff.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the real stuff and the fake
stuff? One tastes amazing. The other one, you taste the corn syrup.
No, I was going to go the other way.
Maybe I'll give it another try.
Real stuff is like doing a shot of a tree versus like the Aunt Jemima, which is delicious and into my belly immediately.
I appreciate the Aunt Jemima butter, blah, blah, blah.
I love it.
Or so Mrs. what would be an example of a real stuff brand that I could try? Because maybe I've only had the fake stuff.
I don't know. Straight out of Vermont? I don't know.
Yeah. If it costs $10 for a bottle, that's very small.
If the bottle is shaped like a maple leaf.
Yeah, and it costs $10, $15, and that's the real stuff.
I don't think my wife will even let me drop a $10, $15 bottle of maple syrup.
Nor should she. It's not worth it.
You know, it's hard to justify buying it. The only time I buy is when I'm making my maple bacon French toast cupcakes.
Yeah.
Other than that, because I need the real stuff.
That sounds like a cupcake I need.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Immediately.
It is good. Mm-hmm. I haven't made it in a while.
Did you go?
Pancakes are awful just because for multiple years I would make them all the time for an ex. So I couldn't eat them anymore because I made them so much.
I hate that when an ex ruins a food for you.
So I'm like, oh, they just, ugh. Just the thought of them.
Yes.
When I was in college, I did have this original idea that a major chain wound up stealing, though. We had a buffet-style lunch and a buffet-style breakfast. So, like, I'm, you know, team fat, whatever. Like, you can't pick between all the different food options you have. So I came up with an idea one day to smush them all together. So I took pancakes as a sandwich, filled it with scrambled eggs, bacon, you know, hash browns, whatever, and took another slice of pancake and put it on top and ate it as a sandwich. Later, maybe like a few years later, McDonald's took that, turned it into the McGriddle, made like millions of dollars off that. So I feel really butthurt about the whole thing.
Wow. Should have patented it. And you would have been good.
But you know what? Like every time I did it, everybody talked to me about how gross I was. So, you know, I didn't, you don't see that as like an idea that can make money.
See, look, you could have had that patented. It would have been good.
You know, living the sweet life.
Exactly.
Damn.
Okay. So next up, Kate's favorite. American cheese.
Awful. It's basically plastic.
Okay, again, are we talking about the real stuff or the fake stuff? Because you got that, like, Kraft singles, like, in the little packages. That stuff is awful.
Both.
But, like, you go to, like, the deli and you get, like, American cheese, like, sliced. Like, white American cheese is actually pretty good.
It still tastes like plastic now.
Yeah, like, New York American is really good. I mean, it's still not my favorite cheese, but, you know.
Awful.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Awesome for the real stuff, awful for that, like, Kraft single stuff. Yeah, no.
It's definitely awesome. I love American cheese.
My mom used to buy
Wait, which one do you like?
I prefer a certain brand, Cooper Sharp American.
Okay.
Do you prefer
the yellow or the white?
I prefer the white, but when it's Cooper Sharp, I take the yellow. Mm. It's really good.
How is there a thing called Sharp American?
It's only one brand that makes it. Hmm. I don't know.
Maybe that would change my mind.
Maybe.
I think of Sharp and I think cheddar.
Yeah.
But white American's amazing. But only the good stuff, not the fake.
What is it that makes the cheddar sharp? Maybe they're doing the same thing to the American.
I don't know. But that's how I like my cheddar. It's nice and sharp.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Sharp cheddar's pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
Extra sharp.
Yeah.
I actually don't like cheddar when you like melt it down, mix it into stuff. But I will eat just like a hunk of cheddar. You know, like if you get like the brick of it, I'll cut off a slice.
There isn't a cheese that I won't just straight eat.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, okay, I won't eat Swiss basically at all, but especially in a chunk. Yeah.
It is a little mild. It's a little not quite as tangy, I guess.
And virtually anything dry like that. But just the taste of Swiss in general, like
it's
I just
not
can't
great.
Take it.
No. I'll eat it in like a quiche Lorraine. That's okay, but otherwise...
I'll go right in the fridge and eat it.
Wow. So you can make me a sandwich, like, 2 feet tall, and I'll notice that one slice of Swiss cheese. It just stands out that much.
Wow.
I'll be like, is there Swiss in this?
Was that like the princess and the pea?
Yeah, the princess and the pea.
You said that one little... Okay. Okay. Ketchup on French fries. Awful or awesome?
What do you mean, on?
Like, so we're not dipping it.
You're
it's coming
dipping.
With it
it's
on it.
On
awful.
Top.
Yeah. Awful.
I need to be able to mitigate my own ketchup to french fry ratio.
Yes.
Also, if you don't eat them fast enough, it makes this french fry soggy.
Yeah, soggy and cold.
Yeah, there's nowhere to grip onto it.
I agree.
I actually, in a previous episode, you were mentioning that you dip them in the McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. I do the same thing. So,
yeah.
I do like ketchup on french fries, but yeah, it's got to be where I can dip.
Yeah, I have to dip. I'm not.
I'm with you. In fact, throwback to last season for you, the poutine episode, or the cheese fries episode, my preferred way to eat french fries is with buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
I've never tried that.
It's amazing.
And now I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
So there we go.
There's a little restaurant in Scotch Plains called Darby Road, and when you order buffalo wings, they put fries on the bottom of the basket, and then they put the wings on top, and then they douse the whole thing with buffalo sauce. It is epic.
Wait. So then you are getting the french fries with the buffalo sauce already on it.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing you just said was awful.
I agree. It doesn't make any sense, but it works.
Because the buffalo sauce is on the wings, and the wings are sitting on top of the fries.
Right.
And then it's
so it's not
through.
Saturated. And they're warm instead of cold.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, and then you have the blue cheese, and then you're just dipping everything across.
Sure, I can get behind that. I'm gonna try that real soon.
Yeah.
I'm so
first
hungry.
Opportunity I get.
So hungry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem with this.
many of people have complained multiple times. Like, I had to go get that. Cotton candy grapes.
What?
I don't know what that is.
What?
So are we talking about grape-flavored cotton candy?
No, cotton candy grapes. Grapes that taste like cotton candy.
First of all, I didn't know there was a such thing.
Wait,
second,
are you guys
now
serious?
I'm absolutely going to have to
like
go and get that.
Genetic mutilation?
No.
Okay, wait, wait. Is this like a real grows off the tree kind of thing, or is this like a candy thing?
No, but they didn't. That didn't happen. It was modified, right?
It was not genetically modified. It was just cross pollination.
Just like a happy accident.
With cotton candy? How was it cross pollinated?
No. They cross pollinated with different types of grapes to get this really sugary sweet one.
Okay, so it wasn't like it wasn't an accident.
Okay.
This happened deliberately. Okay,
probably the first time they did it, they're like, "Wait, what? How did we get this? And this is amazing."
Picturing
now.
A bag full of little baby cotton candies.
No. The shopping list for this week is just, you know, coming up right now.
Is that what it's called? Like in the grocery store, you look for cotton candy
grapes. They're only available, I think, like September to November. It's like only for like 2-3 months.
It's like the McRib.
That's
or something.
It. Yeah. It is a very, and they're expensive. So it's like $6.99 a pound.
Jeez. All right, so wait, you tell us, awful or are you recommending?
They're amazing.
Yeah, this
sounds
like again, they're $6.99 a pound. So,
yeah.
You know, like, we can do like a one time deal. Like, I don't think that would bother me. Yeah.
So you're feasibly spending $12, $13 for this bag of grapes.
Jeez.
But it sounds worth it.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
I would try them. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. Now you guys know. That's what I'm like, what? What do you mean? You never had these things?
I don't shop for fruit.
Is that popular in a certain area? Like, you know, like certain things are a lot more popular in North Jersey than South Jersey and vice versa.
True. They come from California.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a very small window of time. And once they're out, they're gone quick.
So I imagine.
You have to be at the grocery store early in the morning because by the afternoon, that section will be sold out.
Good God.
See, I can imagine myself standing in the grocery store and like, let's just say there's a bag of cotton candy grapes on the shelf and next to it is a bag of regular grapes. I'm going to be looking at that and being like, you know what? I think I'm going with this one.
Yeah.
So I
and you don't really pay attention because they're just regular green grapes.
Sure.
So you probably didn't even realize what they were. You're just like, oh, green grapes are sour. And you keep walking.
Yeah.
And
how much do they really taste like cotton candy?
Exactly.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Exactly. Right. Like
really?
That.
Wow.
Yes. Exactly like them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are they in any way healthy? Like, is this like...
As healthy as any other grape.
Yeah, I know, because like grapes are always that fruit that everybody tells you is like not the healthy fruit to eat. Like, it's always like really sweet or something. Like a lot of sugar.
Yeah, it's a high glycemic index.
Yeah, you can't win. There's really nothing that tastes good that's good for you.
Strawberries are actually a lower glycemic index, so you're fine actually eating those. And like blueberries, any of those, like raspberries, all of those.
What about apples?
Doesn't
an apple?
You know, there's cyanide apples.
Yeah, in the
seeds. I hadn't heard that until like a year or two ago, and I was like,
So there's no.
Well, only in the seeds though, not in the actual apple part.
Yeah, but I wind up like sometimes I'll wind up eating the whole apple, like you know, core.
Corn off.
Wait,
why did you do that?
I can't.
Wait a second.
Sometimes you're just super hungry. Yeah, it's happened before. All right.
So
there'll be nothing left.
Nothing left. Well, the stem. I won't eat the stem.
Okay. Do you remember in the Neverending Story when Sebastian is eating his apple and he eats the whole thing? I remember thinking to myself, that's not possible.
You know what? I didn't remember that scene. I've seen the Neverending Story. I was, like, really little. That's probably what happened. Like, you know, I hear these things, and I'm like, oh, I gotta try that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that that's what happened. So I don't do it all the time. It happens from time to time.
But, like, when you're doing it, aren't you chewing and thinking, this is horrendous. I need to get rid of this.
Sometimes, weird at that point.
Yeah, sometimes.
Awful.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say it's an awesome experience. I recommend
it. But you're like,
it just happens sometimes, you know? Like,
okay, because I have an apple slicer, so like, that whole section you just take out and throw it away.
It's like saying I accidentally hammered my hand on purpose, like hit myself in the head with a hammer or something. I accidentally did that.
No, it's not like that. It's not an accident. When I eat it, I know I'm eating it.
Full on consenting.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, pickles. Awful or awesome?
Awesome.
Pickles are awesome, yeah.
Awesome.
You know what bothers me is that most places just don't seem to have them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll ask for pickles on stuff, and they'll be like, what?
No.
You know, like I'm asking them for gold bars on my sandwich, you know? Yeah.
My all-time favorite appetizer is pickle wheel. And you take my cousin Jenny, shout out to Jenny Domeyer in Minnesota. She does, okay, she takes like a piece of ham or corned beef and she spreads it with cream cheese and then she rolls a pickle up into it and then she slices them. Holy God, it is amazing.
Those sound pretty good.
They're super good. Yeah.
There's
awesome.
There's an Amish market down in Maryland that has like a pickle bar and it's like a whole slew of different flavored pickles.
That's amazing.
I have to figure out what town that's in.
There's a farmer's market near my house that has a pickle stand, and they have these hot and sour pickles. Oh, my God, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say, like, my problem is that I never remember which of the two, like, there's two major kinds of pickles, right? There's, like, dill and something else. And I can never remember which one I like and which one I don't.
Like, bread and butter.
And that can become a problem sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. The bread and butter is sweet.
Yeah. Mm.
But that's the
they're not that good. You probably like the dill.
I like bread and butter.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I'd have to have them side by side.
Yeah. The dill are the kind that usually come on the side next to a hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like those.
You like the dill?
Yeah, I often, like, all right, so I probably won't even cut those up. I just eat it whole.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
And then there's gherkins.
The baby pickles.
Oh, they're so cute.
You can eat them in one bite.
Yeah. All right. Going off of that, olives. Awful or awesome?
Awesome.
Which kind?
All of them.
All of them?
Greek,
Spanish, all right,
Spanish,
so if we're looping in all of them, it's awful. I'll only eat black olives. So. And even that, I'm not going to call them awesome. So if the scale has to go one way or another, it's going awful.
Yeah, I'm going awful as well.
What?
I don't like olives.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay if they're hidden on a supreme pizza.
Oh, see, even that, I'm like, you're ruining the pizza.
Oh, see, no, they're fine then. But other than that, I'm like, ugh. Uh-uh. I don't know.
Love them.
Yeah. All right, so what do you love about olives?
Yeah. They're delicious.
They're delicious.
Okay. I can eat a whole can of them or a whole jar of them, like, right here.
Because they're like...
Oh, my gosh, dirty martini with a bunch of olives and extra olive juice. Oh, God. They're so amazing.
Huh.
Yeah.
So amazing. But then you can only have, like, one of those, and I never stop at just one. I'll have, like, two or three. And then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and drink a gallon of water because the salt from the olive juice, oh, it's horrible.
Maybe that's my problem. It's too salty or something.
They are very salty.
Okay, here we go. Awful or awesome? Pineapple on pizza.
No. Awful.
Awful.
Oh.
No.
I know you and Kenny are fans of that.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You can keep it.
I like the...
Well, okay, so my thing is that I don't like pineapple in general, not just on pizza. So, like, not liking the taste of pineapple compounds, like, not liking the pizza, you know, like,
It's like adding strawberries to pizza sauce. Why would anybody do that? That sounds awful.
Well, now I want to do it.
Now I want to try it.
Oh, yeah. That actually sounded really good. I put strawberries in just about anything.
Yeah.
Like, I actually, like, 6 out of 10, every bottle of water I drink, I take one of those little, like, Mio things and splash some strawberry in there.
Yeah.
And I'm always eating strawberries, just, you know.
That'd be interesting to put strawberries on top of pizza. I would totally try it.
Yeah.
Because pineapple and strawberry go together well.
All right, so I'm not sure about the strawberries on top of the pizza. I'm willing to try that now, too. But, like, I'm especially interested in this idea of putting it into the sauce. Like, that would really create, like, an interesting flavor to the sauce.
Yeah.
Now I have to try it.
You guys are crazy. That's,
this is the look that I got when I invented the McGriddle, okay? So one day somebody's going to do this.
Once.
It's probably going to be Pizza Hut, because they're the ones that innovate.
They're very innovative.
And you're going to be so angry that, like, you didn't patent this.
Yeah. You're right. It was my idea. Huh? Just like Awful or Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh. Water ice.
What?
Water ice?
Like Rita's,
what
is right?
That? Yeah.
Oh, yay. Awesome. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll go with awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I really like water ice.
I do, too. I like their custard as well. They just do everything really well. I like Rita's. I never let myself go there.
Free plug.
I know. Sorry.
Well, this is the show to do it.
So. I know, exactly.
turkey legs, awful or awesome?
Awful.
Oh, you mean like at Ren Faire when you can like hold it in
your
hand? Yeah,
when it's as big as your head.
Yeah,
oh, awesome. I've never even seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So how do you get a turkey that big?
We don't ask questions
we
like that.
We don't ask questions.
Yeah, it's as big as your head.
This is a gigantic turkey. Seriously. That I'm
it's like smoked, it's huge, and you walk around.
Yeah.
So that like... Renaissance fairs or like...
All right, but is there anything about it that is inherently better than just eating a turkey leg?
I think, yes. I don't think it's deep fried, but they do
smoked.
Something to make the skin crispy and like crunchy and perfect. And the meat is really moist and lovely.
Yeah.
All right, so that I think I could get behind that. Because what I don't like about turkey is how dry it gets.
Oh, yeah.
And so if this is moist, I do like moist turkey.
Yeah.
And if the skin is there and the skin is tasting
skin
good,
is,
then
yeah,
I think, like, I'm going to go with awesome on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, turkey
it doesn't
in
taste
general,
like regular turkey.
It doesn't.
At all. Maybe it's not even turkey.
Now I want to go to the Ren Faire.
I can't imagine. I mean, I've never seen a turkey as big, with the legs as big as
my
head.
Yeah, the thing is, like, it's huge. I don't...
Do you remember when KFC got into trouble for GMOing their chickens so that their bodies were the size of basketballs and the heads were the size of quarters? I'm just picturing this turkey.
Wow.
Where, like,
I just had an awful thought.
Where, like, the body
I just
is the
imagined
size.
What that looked like.
Right? It's horrible. They couldn't walk. Like, their little legs couldn't hold them up.
Oh.
No. Talk about a fat girl moment of the week.
I know, right?
I mean, until they start eating us, I'm just going to keep eating them.
Maybe it could be like the Matrix. Maybe they're born in some kind of a coma and, you know, they never had to live life like with their bodies that big and their heads that small. You know, I like to believe that. I like to believe that they're not suffering.
I don't think that's true. I think probably not. Animals have consciences, I think. Or no. They're conscious beings.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, maybe they
did
like, something.
Read that out of them, though?
I don't think we did. We certainly didn't with veal. I don't eat veal.
I'm not saying they were bred to be in a coma. I'm saying maybe, like, KFC did something to knock them out on a daily basis so that they didn't have to live life like that. Yeah.
I doubt it. Okay. Because that probably would have cost money.
Probably, yeah. But it's not like KFC isn't making it, though.
Yeah, but why have any?
I mean, they got a new kernel, like, every 2 weeks, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, and carnival food, awful or awesome?
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I always say to myself that because of all the walking I'm doing around the carnival,
it's a lie.
Totally negates.
Totally a lie.
All the calories I'm eating.
I don't know. I was at a carnival a couple years ago, and I saw a sign for a cheeseburger where the buns were two glazed donuts.
That's actually amazing.
It sounded amazing. Yeah. I didn't have the guts to try it.
You have to try it.
This sounds
good.
Like the sort of thing I'd have a heart attack right on the spot.
Ketchup and glazed donuts, though? Really?
Yeah, it's very good.
See, I don't know if they put the ketchup on it. I didn't see every single ingredient.
I did. It's good. With cheese and everything.
Oh, my God. So every year I go to the Minnesota State Fair. And
mac and cheese.
I cannot wait. Every year I cannot wait for the cheese curds and the cream puffs, the frozen chocolate-covered cheesecake on a stick, a corn dogs, the... Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You can't go wrong.
It's still like 4 months away, and I'm really so excited.
Salivating at the idea.
I am. You can't go wrong. Fair food is the best.
Yes. Okay, so moving on to restaurants real quick.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll
wow.
finish up. Taco Bell. Awful or awesome?
So awesome that I got the freshman 15, and then I got the sophomore 15 as a result of Taco Bell.
So I guess there was a Taco Bell within a good proximity.
Close, yeah.
It was cheap. It was not walkable, but my friend had a car. And, oh my gosh, two Taco Supremes at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon helped me study. Oh, God.
Did that really help you study?
No. No, it did not.
Yeah, I love Taco Bell. I mean, first of all, I mean, it's not like you're getting authentic Mexican cuisine. Let's put that aside.
You know.
It's
kind of
like
is.
Pizza, like... You know, when you go to Domino's, you're not getting, like, authentic, you know, whatever. But, like, for what it is,
I
love it. And it's so cheap. I mean, like, in that movie, This Is the End, they were talking about the $20 Taco Bell challenge. Like, you simply cannot eat $20 worth of Taco Bell in one sitting. Like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's true. So, I mean, anything where you can eat that well, not to say that well. Anything you can eat like that for, like, a dollar or two, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. God, I love
Taco Bell. They're always trying to innovate. Like, you know, they got the Dorito taco, and then another week it's like the Cool Ranch
taco.
They do.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried the Naked Taco? Their breakfast taco that's an egg?
No.
No, but that just sounds like any other, like, breakfast burrito kind of a situation, right?
Well, I mean, the taco is the egg. There is no taco shell.
Oh. Interesting.
Yes, oh, my goodness.
The egg is wrapped around the
bacon and
potatoes.
So what is it, like a sheet of, like, scrambled egg kind
of?
Yeah. Wow.
They shaped it so it's in the shape of...
What's on the inside?
Potatoes, eggs, bacon.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm in.
I've had it, and it is pretty good. I was really surprised.
Is the shell crunchy, or is it soft?
It's a little crunchy.
Yeah.
It's enough. It's crunchy enough that it holds its shape.
Right. Because I was thinking if it weren't, it would have to be wrapped in paper,
so
like
it's
a
kinda,
sub
kinda or a wrap. Kind of almost like a strong... omelet?
I'm trying to imagine.
It holds its shape.
Yeah.
So as you're eating, it's fine.
What do you do to the scrambled eggs to make them hard and crunchy, though?
We don't ask questions.
We don't ask the same thing. All right.
No, don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. White Castle.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I haven't eaten White Castle in 25 years, probably.
They have the Impossible Meat now. I want to try it.
What is the Impossible
Meat? What is that?
That's the, or the Beyond Meat, whatever brand it
Beyond
is.
Is it vegan?
Yes, it's vegan, and it...
That was disappointing.
It bleeds.
You sounded so disappointed.
You know what it was?
No,
it was like, wait, what kind of meat is this? Is this a combination of multiple kinds of meat? No, it's just not meat at all. All right.
It bleeds like regular hamburgers. So it has the juice. Yeah, it has the juices and everything. And it's red, and it tastes like hamburger meat. Or, sure, beef.
I mean, I guess I'm open to the idea that certain, like, vegan or vegetarian things can taste like the real thing. Or, if not taste like the thing they're trying to say, like, this is vegan chicken, at least tastes good in its own right. Yeah, like, so, I mean, I'd definitely be interested in that. I've liked all of Taco Bell's other kinds of things. They recently introduced, it was kind of like the seafood one. I can't remember what, I think it was just like the fish.
Yeah, it was like sliders. Fish sandwich, yeah.
And those were fine, too. I had those, and that was great. But, yeah, a classic White Castle cheeseburger. Oh, it's the spot.
They're good.
And you got to work for it, because they're, like, never around.
Right, is that the place? Yeah, they have chicken rings. I like their chicken rings.
What is a chicken ring?
It's like an onion ring, but chicken.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like a chicken nugget that somebody pushed a hole in?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like a giant, it's like, you know, sizable.
They're pretty good.
Okay.
But that's another thing, like, I shame.
Now I want White Castle, too.
I shame eat that in my car, though.
Shame? There's no shame in it.
Why?
Because you don't take that in the house. Like, you only get enough
food. Okay, the smell, you probably
in your car, and then your trash gets thrown away.
All right, but then, like, I wouldn't even do it in the car, because you're in an even more enclosed space that's going to be, like, smelling like White Castle. I would eat that at White Castle.
I never want to bring any of that junk food into the house. So it only can travel with me from the location in my car.
Any junk food whatsoever, or just White Castle?
Well, any, like, of the fast food, like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. Like, if I'm going to eat it, I'm only eating it in my car, and I never buy enough that it comes in the house.
Oh, that's an interesting kind of a way to, like, limit yourself. All right. Yeah.
So I'm not ever buying, like, a huge bucket of chicken from KFC.
Oof. Oh, you're missing out then.
Yeah, I'm only gonna buy, like, the chicken tenders and some fries or whatever, and then I'll eat it in the car, and then it's thrown away, and then it's done.
Yeah,
fair enough. Good.
Because if I have the 10-piece, then I'm eating 10 pieces of fried chicken for the next however many days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially if you get, like, a Crave case at White Castle. Like, lasts, like, all week.
Exactly. So you don't want to do that.
Just and then your refrigerator smells like a Crave case of White Castle whatever the week is, plus maybe a week or two after that, you know. And then,
so you just want to get a taste of the bad, and then you're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Olive Garden.
Oh, awesome.
Olive Garden's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I like it too.
The breadsticks, oh yeah.
You know what? Okay. But some people are kind of snobby about it. They're like, oh, it's awful.
Your episode, though, about bread that comes to the table, you did say that Olive Garden breadsticks are not as good as some of the other bread out there.
Yeah, it is true.
I mean, I'm not...
I enjoy their bread, but there's people that have better.
They've gotten pretty salty. I don't know if they were always this salty.
They're like really dry.
Greasy. It's really greasy. Yeah. It's weird.
I'm a lot more sensitive to salt now than I guess I used to be. And so, like, I remember the last time I ate one of those, I was like, wow, this is really salty.
Yeah.
I'm still going to eat it, but this is really salty.
It's weird. It's really salty, and it also needs butter. I always end up dipping my breadstick into the salad dressing to try to, like,
I never even considered that.
Seriously, like, right into the salad bowl, and I've often thought about asking for a side of just the dressing, because the bread needs a little moisture.
Yeah,
it's too dry.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's the problem when they, like, mass produce the bread. It's just
totally
not quality.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, the bread at Subway is so nasty. I don't like that bread.
Yeah, it's not the best.
I guess if you get it toasted, it's better. Like, which one do you get?
I don't, because it smells bad, so I don't
even... So any of them?
No, I don't even touch Subway.
Because you might have had, like, one of the bad options. You know, like, I think, like, the Italian herbs and cheese is great. The honey oat is really good. But then you got, like, those 9-grain wheat ones, and I'm like...
Yeah.
It goes back to what I was saying before. Nothing that's good for you ever tastes good.
It's true.
And nothing that tastes good is ever good for you.
Yeah.
And our last one, McDonald's. Awful or awesome?
Ooh, well, McDonald's is a member. So,
Just to explain that, NJBIA, the company we work for, it's a business association. So I guess McDonald's is a member. No, I was actually going to say that McDonald's is awesome. I mean, when compared to the other fast food restaurants, I think I probably prefer Wendy's on the whole.
I do too.
But, like, a good, like, McDonald's, I find that the dollar menu kind of like burgers taste better than the bigger ones.
Yes.
I think it's like,
you don't have to do anything any more special than a double
cheeseburger. Like a McDouble.
Like, that's it.
Which I also found out is weird. Did you know that the double cheeseburger and the McDouble are two different sandwiches?
Yes.
And the only difference is there's, like, an extra slice of cheese.
One slice of cheese.
Yeah.
100 calories.
Yeah, wow. Like just that one slice of cheese that you're not going to notice is, I guess, an extra 100 calories.
Is there a price difference?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 50 cents or something.
Yeah, 50 or 60 cents difference.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but I like that one slice of cheese extra, so I always get a double cheeseburger with Big Mac sauce.
Yeah.
That's how I
order. And this is how bad I am. I've tricked myself into thinking that because the smaller burgers are better, they are smaller, I should get more. So I get two McDoubles and some fries. That's like my standard McDonald's orders.
Yeah.
And if I'm really in the mood, the apple pie, that's good stuff.
Oh, that is good stuff.
Jesus, you guys.
But yeah, no, I just do one, but the double cheeseburger. I don't do the McDouble because I want that extra slice.
And oh, you do want the extra slice.
I do want the extra slice.
I feel like you're not going to notice it. You notice the extra slice?
You know, you really do notice it. So it's a double cheeseburger with Big Mac sauce and a small fry.
Uh-huh.
That's my order. Sometimes if I'm feeling like I want more, then I'll do like a McChicken or the fish filet, which is also on the dollar menu.
Well, what I've also noticed recently, and I'm sure they've had this for years and I'm only just noticing now, you can get like all kinds of crazy deals on the McDonald's app.
I haven't signed up for it, but I know it's like some deals that happen.
Like if you're into the Big Mac, you can always get a Big Mac for like a dollar
or free.
Yeah, you can do like a buy one get one kind of a thing a lot of times.
All the time.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
but so definitely check out the app if you're into McDonald's.
Yeah, but I don't like the Big Mac, so I don't need all that.
But there are times where I'm like for a dollar, you know, or free.
Okay. Don't threaten me with a good time.
God. Well, I got to say, I don't eat at McDonald's very often. Actually, I don't let myself go to fast food. And so the thing is, I'm very short. And so when I let myself eat whatever I want to eat, I put on weight like that, like immediately. And so I try really hard not to go to those places. But the last time I was at McDonald's, I probably ordered, what is the breakfast with the biscuit and the sausage?
It's not the sausage McMuffin. It'd be like I think they just call that what it is. Like
sausage
biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't
have a special name.
Love
that one. That's how they describe everything now. It's like a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah, it's great. That's
my standard
thing.
McDonald's breakfast order, by the way. It's
bacon, egg, and cheese?
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And occasionally, I'll get two.
No, I do the sausage and cheese McMuffin.
That's good, too.
Yeah, or I just do the sausage McMuffin, no egg, but then I put the grape jelly on it, and I get two of those.
Grape jelly?
Yeah. My mom's weird. She puts strawberry.
No, strawberry actually sounds really good.
No. Great.
No.
Neither of them sounds good. Jelly. I don't.
You know what I'm thinking of now is if somebody could distill the cotton candy grapes into jelly, I'd put that on everything.
If they weren't, I
patent that idea.
But I make.
Call a lawyer right now.
I make jelly and jam.
You could make it out of.
I could totally make it.
I will pay you for it. Because I have no idea.
The last thing I made was the mango ghost pepper jam.
Oh.
Wow. I want some of that too.
Yeah. I cut through.
You grow your own ghost pepper?
No.
Sorry.
A friend, she brought it from whatever country. And so I was like, yes.
Was it unreal?
It was good because I really cut the heat with the vinegar.
Now, are you aware of ghost peppers?
No.
Yeah, because it's the hottest natural pepper. Yeah.
Oh.
Like they've come up with some like synthetic things that are hotter, but like we're talking like almost on the grade of like police grade pepper spray.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I paired it with mango because mango jam is really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cut this hot with the vinegar, like I would do with the jalapeno jelly when I make that.
Mm-hmm.
So the two combined,
What do you put that on? Toast?
Whatever. Crackers.
I mean, you're at the point where you're eating ghost peppers, you're not going to taste whatever you put it on anyway.
You're
going to stick that in your mouth. And
it was good. Like, it wasn't too hot. It was just... You were like, oh, this is really good. And then it'll be just like a quick little kick of heat, but like not enough to knock you out. And that was it.
Let me ask you something, though. Like you said, you cut it with vinegar, I'm assuming, to make the hot pepper less.
Yeah.
Why throw in the hottest pepper on the planet if you're not looking to make it hot?
Because I didn't want to waste the whole batch. Like if it was so hot that you couldn't enjoy it, then it would defeat the purpose.
Mm.
So, you know, it should be spicy, but with flavor.
Just for the sake of like, you know... Maybe like, quote, I tried it once. Did you eat one of the peppers just by itself? Or?
No, because when you take apart the peppers, first of all, I wore gloves.
Yeah.
I made sure I had the fan on and the windows were fully ventilated because you have to take out the seeds.
Yes.
And while you're scraping, the fumes are coming up.
Yep.
And then to make it worse is that you then have to put it with the sugar and the gelatin and blah, blah, blah. pectin, not gelatin. And then you're standing over the pot stirring because you have to constantly stir. So the fumes are coming up, and like I was crying, and I was like just trying to stay alive.
Safety goggles, the whole nine, yeah.
Because it's really bad just doing jalapenos. So like I did extra care with the ghost peppers because it was so caustic.
Because a jalapeno is like nothing compared to a ghost pepper.
Exactly. And those, I always cough with just doing the jalapenos because you're just standing over it and it's just fumes are taking you out.
I like jalapenos.
Yeah, jalapenos are good.
Yeah. So that is it for Awful or Awesome.
Nice.
Epic food edition.
Nice.
I had a lot of fun with that.
Me too.
No, that was fabulous.
There's a lot of things I'm going to have to go eat now.
You have to try so many things. Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Fabulous. So I have a Fat Girl moment of the week.
Oh, yes. Please share.
Actually, it's a Fat Girl month, actually.
Wow.
So,
I feel like I'm having a Fat Girl life.
So, one of my kryptonites is tzatziki sauce with pita chips. All right.
I don't even know what that is. What's a tzatziki sauce?
Tzatziki sauce. It's like Greek. It's like
gyro?
Yeah, the gyro. It's like the...
Nice pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you.
It's like that Greek yogurt stuff.
Sure, I know exactly what you're talking about now, yeah.
All right, so April was a tough month for me. So I mentioned earlier I'm getting a divorce. We had some issues with, you know, selling the house. My cat died at the beginning of April. And then the very next week, I had two funerals in 2 days. And so the same week that my cat died, I bought a tub of the tzatziki sauce and a bag of pita chips, a tub, like a 16-ounce tub, like not a, you know, gigantic tub. I bought it on Saturday morning. By Monday night, the chips were gone. I was licking them. I was running my finger along the inside of the tub.
Yes.
And the month just went downhill from there in terms of eating and drinking my feelings. I literally put on 5 pounds. And again, I am 5 foot nothing. The weight has nowhere to go except my gut. And so by the end of the month, I was like zipping up my jeans and like sucking it in really hard and really, oh my God, it was pain. It was awful. So I'm hoping that that May is a little bit easier. We're taping this at the beginning of May right before you go on your birthday extravaganza.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah.
My birthday extravaganza to New Orleans, in which I will eat and drink my way through New Orleans.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
You know that there's a restaurant on Restaurant Row in New York City that is themed New Orleans, and they do not have beignets on the menu.
That makes no sense.
I agree. It doesn't make any sense at all.
That defeats the purpose of it being...
Completely. Like, why would you...
Do they have, like, shrimp po' boys?
No, it's, like, just American food.
Then what is New Orleans
Thank
about
you.
It?
Thank you. Nothing. It was really disappointing.
Do you walk out with beads? Like, I don't understand.
Nope.
Like,
nobody
you
gets
walk
beads.
Out with beads.
Is there, are there masks?
Some inappropriate things happen to you.
Exactly. No.
There is nothing New Orleans about this restaurant except for the
Are there
name.
Alligators?
Nope.
I'm really not.
No, chicken tenders are on the menu. Like, that's how American
it
is.
No, it should
is.
Be gator tenders.
Well, should be anything but chicken tenders.
Hmm. Crawfish?
No.
That's,
Gumbo?
Right? There's like.
Nope. So disappointing, right?
That's foolish.
I know.
So I feel like I didn't have a fat girl moment this week, but I have them all the time. So I guess if I was going to pull out one. All right. So I have friends that give me that make fun of me about this for all, years now it's been. But all right. So around the time that Windows 7 came out.
Okay.
So we're talking like a few years now. Microsoft, to celebrate in Japan, released what they called the Windows 7 Whopper. And what it was a 7-patty Whopper.
Oh.
And what?
They didn't do that here for whatever reason. I guess because in Japan, they trust them more to, like, not eat it. You know, whereas here, if you put, like, a Windows 7 Whopper on the menu, like, people will actually order
it. Oh, yeah,
it
go
eat
full
it.
Into
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
so will. I was, like, really bummed out that it wasn't coming to America. And I thought about it, and I was like, well, technically speaking, I could do that myself by ordering 2 triples and a single. So I did.
What?
And I assembled it myself. And
that's still something I would do.
Yeah. So that's my greatest hit as far as like a fat girl moment. Like that had to be rock bottom for me.
How tall was it? How did you get it in your mouth?
Oh, that was the hardest part was actually eating
it. Yeah, that's the thing about like they're so tall.
Yeah, you had to kind of like, I have a picture of me eating it too. I can show it to you later. I had to kind of like come at it like, you know, and go in the middle and then kind of like work my way up and around and everything. Yeah. was glorious.
Did you finish it?
Not in one sitting, but okay. Because I was like, in fact, I did that at work. I was at NJBIA when
wow.
I ate it. So can you imagine if I like healed over? It was like a workers' comp thing. I don't even know. Like they would, I don't feel like any judge would look at that and blame NJBIA.
No, they're like, I'm sorry, he did what?
Yeah,
exactly. Case dismissed. You're gone.
Right.
But yeah, no, like it was pretty sweet.
So I have so many questions. Sure. Did you put it in the fridge or did you leave it out? Or how did you reheat it? Did it reheat
was
well?
Was it straight burgers? Like no lettuce, no anything. Just the bread on top, bread on the
bottom. So what I did was like you buy a Whopper and I took all of the contents of each Whopper with the exception of the buns for the other six, let's say.
Okay.
And I just used the buns from one of them and just put the contents of all the other Whoppers in between. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was probably my greatest pit.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
But I make, like, dumb decisions like that all the time. I was telling her, like, in fact, we kind of mentioned this a little bit on our show. I was watching The Iron Giant, like, last month, and the kid, like, takes a Twinkie and puts a bottle of whipped cream in it and just overflowed it and eat it like that. And I looked at that, and I was like, wow, it's pretty gross. But then, like, the next day, I was thinking about it. I was like, I got to do it.
I got to try it.
So I put the Twinkies on the shopping list, got it, and did it, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You already had the ready whip in the fridge.
I had the whipped cream. Yeah, we had whipped cream. It's Twinkies. I haven't eaten a Twinkie prior to that in years.
Yeah.
You know, probably since that whole Twinkie scare.
When it was, that was last time I ate them.
But yeah.
It was like when there was a scare.
The last time I had ready whip, oh my gosh, I was at a friend's house. It was Thanksgiving. I don't know if she normally keeps it in her fridge or if it's just because it was, you know, for the pumpkin pie. We put it in our coffee instead of creamer. It was amazing.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. That's the only way I want to drink coffee now is with Ready Whip. It's amazing.
What about you? Did you have a fat girl moment
this week? I don't think I did. No.
No.
I didn't have anything. But I plan on going out for drinks on Friday, so poor decisions will be made.
That counts. I was going to say, that counts.
In terms of what I'll be eating and drinking. So I usually try to make sure everything is fine throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
So then all the calorie loading will happen in that one sit-in.
Yeah.
And now that it's starting to hopefully be warm and sunny out.
Finally.
Day drinking will be coming back.
Yeah, yes.
In which we sit, we go to the local bar at about 12 o'clock p.m., and we stay there till about 10 p.m., and we drink and eat the whole day.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Loving it.
Yeah. But obviously, nobody drives home drunk, so.
Obviously.
If we need to, we call husbands and boyfriends.
Uber.
They come get us.
My boyfriend is Uber.
It's a good boyfriend to have.
Yeah, but did you see, like, all those
I did
against Uber? So.
I did!
Don't do that.
No. I'm gonna have to investigate Lyft. Yeah.
You're still getting in a stranger's car.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Don't
thing.
Do that. Call one of your sober friends. Like, more than likely, I'm just sitting on my couch in my pajamas. You can call me. I'll come pick you up and drop you off.
I hate to inconvenience anyone, though. I'd rather put my body and, you know, life at risk.
I'm just
kidding. I'm totally kidding. Obviously, that's not true. Totally kidding.
All right, guys. Definitely go over, check out our social media, because sometimes if you chime in, you will find your names being mentioned here. You can check us out on our Facebook at Fat Girl Chronicles, Twitter at Fat Girl NJ, Instagram at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ, Google Plus Communities, Fat Girl Chronicles, and definitely shoot us an email at fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. Check us out. You'll enjoy what's going on. We have various conversations happening all the time, guys, and we like to start food debates, and sometimes it gets a little wild, so check us out on our social media. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Thank you to Kate and Vinny. I truly appreciate you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. We'd like to have you on our show.
I could talk about food all day long.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Easily. And that's it. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.